Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. Welcome back to the show, Larry.
Thank you, Jim.
Larry, you had a news release this week. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, that was on December the 7th. We announced the granting of a patent by the Indian government. And that was a big big kudo for us. It seemed to have a good effect on the market. We pretty much moved up about 50% until today. And, we're back to patents again. We talked about filing a whole bunch more patents last week. We'll probably end up at the end of next year with somewhere around, 15 to 20 patents, and a lot of companies don't have patents. We beat everybody to the punch on the reagents we use to get those patents, and they're novel, and they have been basically examined by third parties that are peer examiners, and they've agreed that the patent does work. So for those out there that poo-poo patents, I think they should take a second look at just exactly what patents will mean down the road. I mean, these battery companies and these EV companies don't go for thousands of patents because they're worthless, and we're not going for patents because they're worthless. And the question came in, earlier in the week about just what does it cost for a patent. Well, if you want the direct cost, just the cost of filing the patent and the fees and everything else, it's somewhere between $40,000 and $50,000 each. So it's not a cheap process, but the big money spent on the front end when you're doing the R&D and proving that the patent works, and that's where the big money comes into it. So we're happy with our patents, and I think the shareholders should be. We're striving hard to become the final solution for a circular economy, so to speak, with nothing going back into the environment and getting close to 100% recoveries and purities out of the work that we do. So, that's going to move rather quickly here pretty soon. And, that work, we hopefully will have a release coming out, telling everybody where we're at and what we're doing. And, that's the next big step. Meantime, the next one, of course, is doing all that work to put everything together and make a circular, and continuous flow of material. And that's a test we do before we decide to commercialize. So anyway, Jim, that's looking really good, and it goes without saying that the last podcast we had, in which we disclosed that there are reports on the short positions from the predator traders, which everybody was denying on the boards, and that I was seeing things or inventing stories, and now it's proven that hey, I wasn't inventing them. So that's another good thing that puts everybody on notice. It also basically exposes the predators for what they are. So I wasn't going to mention the name this time around, but, they did slap me down again today. That may have been some ordinary selling, too, but, certainly it was, there was a lot of selling that was going on through the predators, and that's always very telling by the speed at which some of these sales go through. In a second, you can get 5 to 20 sales in 1 second going through on lots. And so that tells you there's a computer involved. Anyway, it's it's been a good week. We've certainly gained back some credibility in the market. And, you know, I expect to see Santa Claus rally this year. And it looked like we might be heading that way right now. So if everybody remembers last year, just before we started to move up rapidly, we were having a Santa Claus rally. So I think we rallied about 60 cents, went back to 45, and then shot back up. And pretty much over the next few weeks, we went up to 285. So a lot of people made a lot of money. A lot of people lost money. I mean, somebody was buying, somebody was selling. And unfortunately, I think it was probably the predators made a lot of money this go-around, coming back down, because something brought it back down. And it certainly wasn't the fact that we have a circular solution for recycling lithium-ion batteries. That was not the cause of it, although they tried to make it look like it was. It was strictly, you know, gung-ho predator trading. I've attached an article in here where the U.S. is doing a big examination on the predator trading down there, and how harmful it could potentially be. And there's always the argument that, you know, you got to have some predator trading to keep the markets on keel. And I agree with that. But, you know, and there's no shares around to hold the market back from a lofty run, that maybe somebody should be shorting into the market to keep a more rational market. But that's the case here in Canada. Of course, we don't have a short rule. So, like I say all the time, it's the Wild West up here. And this attracts a lot of the big players to be shorting stocks, and they're doing it to just about everybody. Just about anything out there is getting shorted day in and day out, day in and day out. And, but, you know, that will pass. And, like I say, I think we're going to have a Christmas rally. A lot of things that we've been waiting for, you know, due to long lead items and COVID and transportation, and all of these things have ganged up in the last few months to slow everything down for us anyway on getting the demonstration plant started. So that should be all solved soon, and then we'll have something out on it. But until then, I wish everybody a great weekend, and thank you for the support. I got a lot of support and emails, and, you know, people that realize that a lot of this blather on the BBs and the CEO boards is really just blather and, you know, misleading. So that's that, Jim, and you have a good weekend, too.
Larry, for people new to American Manganese, can you give us a brief description of the company and where you're traded?
Well, the company's traded, well, first of all, it's a critical metals company that developed a process which is patented in five countries that for treating very low grades of manganese and a special type of ore, and being able to get high recoveries and produce electrolytic manganese metal and electrolytic manganese dioxide, which is used in batteries. So that said and done, the Cometco group recognized that, oh, wow, this thing should work on cobalt and nickel and all the other chemistries out there. So we did a proof of concept, never looked back. We got close to 100% recoveries and purities on that proof of concept. And all we've done is prove it up and innovate it to the point where we're almost through all that kind of testing. And we'll have a good product which will fetch more at the market than the ordinary salts will. And certainly this will move us into a a position where I imagine that we will probably be pursued next year by some of the electric car vehicle manufacturers that, you know, are having problems with some of the batteries that they're putting into their machines that produces scraps. So, anyway, we're traded on the USQB board under the symbol AMYZF, and we're traded in Frankfurt under the symbol 2AM. We have a lot of transparency in our company, in which we talk about recoveries and we talk about advancements, we talk about innovation, and that can be all found on our website at AmericanManganeseInc.com. If you want, you can phone me here at 778-574-4444, or you can send us an email at LREAUGH@AMYMN.com.
Larry, thank you so much for the update.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on December 10th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.